Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don Reed handoff breaks, got room across the 40. Running right inside.
That's the tie. Another round around third. Dickens sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Foul lead it.
That one swung on. Head out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall, and that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Courtney
Harris. The Bobcat. Foul lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Good Friday morning here on this somewhat humid and cloudy day in San Marcos. This is the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. I'm Warren, along with Ish, Dean, and Grant, the usual crew. I don't think we're going to have any breaking news today like we had last week. The exciting.
It was exhausting.
Maybe, but nothing to that altitude or whatever you would call it to LeBron.
The mountain.
Yeah.
The mountain. The Mount LeBron was reached. Climbed it. Well, not technically yet, but. Mount LeBron was coming back. I'd say I listened to Coming Home about 45 times on Friday. Watched all those videos, a lot of good videos out there. But we got a good show planned today. We're going to continue our Texas State, our football season preview with the Wednesday show. So we're going to do the Georgia Southern game today. They are new to the Sun Belt Conference. Sun Belt Conference Media Day is July 22nd, so we'll get into that. And then the second so-called second half of the MLB All-Star game starts starts up tonight. We survived the worst 2 days of the sports year, Wednesday and Thursday. At Wednesday, there is absolutely nothing.
We had the ESPYs on, but
that's why the ESPYs are there.
Yeah,
why do you think they put it
that's
there?
That's a filler.
I can say I was proud and didn't watch 1 second of the ESPYs. I'm really proud about that. Hang that one up on the mantle, that trophy up there.
Seeing the Drake highlights, there wasn't very many highlights.
How do you highlight a show about highlights? What I want to know, too, ESPN.
Such a great idea, too. Let's have the fans pick. We're not going to go on the ESPYs rant. But whatever.
That could be a show in and of itself.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk NBA free agency. But you can tweet us your questions at KTSW Sports. You've already had a couple good ones today again. Now that Johnny Manziel and LeBron are coming in together, that's a funny one. Tweet us your questions about whatever is on your mind in the sports world, and we'll answer it if we think it's good. But today and yesterday was saving it from the worst sports day of the year, probably about the second worst, because the British Open is going on. You know me, I'm a golfer. Got up at about 5 in the morning on Thursday to watch a good old Tiger.
I saw your Snapchat.
I couldn't do 3 in the morning. There were a lot of my friends were up at 3, ready to go with coverage when when Tiger started. I couldn't do it. Oof. I needed some sleep, so I put on the back 9. He actually, coincidence too, when I turned it on, he makes 3 birdies in a row. So I'm like, man, maybe I should have been up at 3 in the morning watching him, but... He shot 3 under yesterday. He's actually struggling. He's even par today. He's even par for the tournament. 3 over on the day. He doubled his first hole and bogeyed the second.
He always struggles on the first couple holes.
Yeah, the first holes, and he's 5 over on the first 2 holes at Royal Liverpool, where he actually won it the last time it was played there in 2006. But Rory McIlroy's your leader at 8 under. He shot 66 yesterday. Solid round of golf. And he's actually playing well today. Usually the last couple of tournaments he shot like 66, and then he shot like 78 the next day. He's done that 2 times in a row. So he's playing well. He's leading, got a 2-shot lead over Francesco Molinari. This leaderboard for a golf fan is a really, really solid leaderboard. Usually you got a couple of no-namers on there, and for like the somewhat hardcore golf fan, there's really no-namers. You just go down the top 10, you got Rory McIlroy, Francesco Molinari, Sergio, George Coetzee. He's not really a no-namer, probably for the non-golf fan, but Jim Furyk, an American, Robert Carlson, Eduardo Molinari, brothers, actually, Francesco and Eduardo are. Ryan Moore, U.S. guy, Ricky Fowler, Charles Schwartzel won the Masters in 2010, Hideki Matsuyama, good young player, Dustin Johnson, another American, 300 today, Louis Oosthuizen won the Open in 2010 at... St. Andrews, and then Adam Scott found there. Just a really solid leaderboard, so it should be shaping up for a good weekend. As now Rory's 9 under, just birdied the 10th hole. So hopefully we have a good finish, because the last U.S. Open was just a clunker. Martin Keimer just ran away with that. So it's shaping up for a good weekend here at the Open Championship.
Where do you think Tiger will finish, just real quick?
I don't know. I think he's got to get back to even today, or even par for the round. I think if he's somewhere around 3-under, because he's even right now, if he can get back to 3-under.
Yeah, he has to have a second back nine like how he did yesterday.
And yeah, and there he's got 2 par 5s still out there. He can reach those in 2. Yeah, I think he's got to get to about, he's got to rally. He's got to be about 3-under today. He's in striking distance. It also depends what Rory does. Like, Rory's got a 3-shot lead. So
he's got to come back to the field a bit.
Yeah, I think Tiger gets to 3-under. He'll be in solid shape for the weekend.
All right, my name drop's Tracy McGrady, retiring from his good old known sport of baseball. He decided after his stint in the minors, he made the Western Atlantic League All-Star Game, which
he started the game. Sugar Land Skeeters.
Pretty much on level with, I say, Derek Jeter's level of importance to the game. No, but he pitched 1.1 innings and allowed a run and a hit, and he earned his first strikeout, and so he retired on top. His first and only strikeout, I should say, in the minors. He played for the Sugar Land Skeeters, like you said, and he pitched 6.2 innings and 4 starts. He's allowed 4 hits and 5 runs. They had a interesting little highlight package of him his first game, and he had decent form. You know, I mean, he wasn't the best pitcher, but he had decent form for a guy that just said, you know, I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, he pitched since high school.
Yeah, so like he had a good decent form. He's a tall guy. He's obviously like 6'7", 6'8". So he had that good stance, good presence on the mound, and I don't know. He decided to retire on top.
I've seen goofier guys try to pitch.
Yeah, exactly. And he looked like he'd been there before, which he had, but.
It's pretty much he like gets a strikeout, drops the mic, and walks off.
Like, yeah, it was like, I'm good. Yeah.
He only pitched 6 2/3 innings, though, which is the thing.
Did you see he won the home run derby, too, and didn't hit a home run?
Wait, really? What?
Yeah, exactly.
That is something North Korean-esque right there.
Yeah. he got teamed up with a little kid, and the kid hit 6 home runs, and apparently their team won overall. So he got a home run derby trophy, too. So I guess
he got the Jeter treatment.
He finally got his championship or something he won.
He made the finals. He wouldn't play a lot last year.
4 minutes.
So he still made the finals.
Quick question. You think he was just crying watching replays of the Spurs winning the finals this year?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Anyway, that's mine. Tracy McGrady retiring from baseball.
All right, we're going to take our first break here, but we're going to get the name drop on the other side of the break.
I want to tell you about our specialty show, HUAC. HUAC, Saturdays, it's 9 to 10 p.m. here on KTSW 89.9. It provides a look back to the music of the 1950s and 60s. Victor Godfroy is the host of the specialty show. Victor provides not only a flashback of tunes, but also with the help of his passion for acting, entertains listeners with his on-air personality, Mad Joe McCarty, bringing an on-air performance that keeps Saturday nights fresh and energized. For more information, go to ktsw.net, look under the programming tab for all of our syndicated shows.